Coach Mark here, and today let's delve into the topic of anger and explore how we can overcome this destructive emotion with God's help. Now, I'm known as a man of passion, and anger has always been something that I've struggled with in the past. So let me share a Bible passage that has been very helpful to me. It's found in Ephesians 4, verses 26 and 27. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. What I love about these verses is that I'm reminded that anger itself is not sinful. It's what we do with that anger that matters. Anger left unchecked can lead to bitterness, resentment, and even harm to ourselves and others. However, when we surrender our anger to God and seek His guidance, He can transform it into righteous action. Now, righteous action is the goal, but notice that in this letter to the Ephesians, Paul points out that when we control our anger, it takes away opportunities for the devil as well. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness?" If we're focused on doing the right thing, it leaves no room for the devil to operate in our lives. So, how can we effectively deal with anger in our lives? Well, let's start by acknowledging and expressing our feelings to God in prayer. He's always ready to listen and offer comfort and guidance. Next, let's seek to understand the root cause of our anger. Is it stemming from hurt, frustration, or injustice? Understanding the source can help us address the underlying issues and find healthy ways to cope. I have found that my anger is often connected to feelings of being misunderstood or being treated unjustly. I remember one time as a child, my sister poked herself with a safety pin. She ran crying to my parents, and when they asked her who did it, for some unknown reason, she said, "Mark did it." The punishment that I received was only amplified because of my repeated insistence that I was innocent. Now, several years later, my sister recounted the story of lies and betrayal for the first time, and I was absolutely enraged. How dare she? How could she? But no amount of rage and nothing I could say or do would have changed what happened in the past. I did not want to let the burden of anger go because such an injustice had been done. But rather than continue to carry that burden, I chose to accept my sister's heartfelt apology and move on. And that allowed her to move on as well. Now, she's still quite the talented actress to this day, but thankfully, she shares that talent by acting on a stage. I love my sister, and I'm glad that we are willing to forgive each other. Your challenge for today is to practice forgiveness of those who've caused you anger. Is there someone in your life who has hurt or wronged you? Take a step of faith and choose to forgive them, releasing the hold that anger has over your heart. Remember, forgiveness is not excusing the other person's actions, but freeing yourself from the burden of bitterness. So forgive them and tell someone. It doesn't have to be the person that you've forgiven, just someone who can hold you accountable and celebrate you walking in that forgiveness. Furthermore, let's make it a point to share what we've learned about dealing with anger with someone else. If it helps, pick just one or two specific people to share this with. You may be surprised at how it keeps you accountable, and a bonus side effect is that you will most likely encourage those that you tell. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable with others by sharing, whether through a conversation about forgiveness, a gesture of reconciliation, or simply sharing a word of encouragement. Let's reveal God's grace and truth to those around us. Now, go forth with a heart of forgiveness and compassion, knowing that God's love empowers you to win today over anger.